It's time to tune up your taste buds and take a trip to culinary heaven, because we're live from Jasper's Kitchen, presented by Hen House. Sit back, relax, and enjoy something new from the wonderful world of delicious cooking with our favorite chef, Jasper Marabli, and his co-host, food journalist, Kimberly Stern.
Good morning and welcome to our show. This is another edition of Live from Jasper's Kitchen and a special edition New Year's Eve weekend, Miss Kimberly.
That's right. Are you going to party?
Kimberly, I'm partying like it's 1984. I'm telling you right now, it is a great show today, and I'm hungry as usual.
Woo!
Who do you have today on the show?
We have partner Mark Cook of Red Door Grill, and we love Red Door.
Oh, my favorite.
They just opened one up by me.
Oh, yeah, the new location. And I forgot about that.
That's right. We've got Chef John C. Smith. I'm not going to arm wrestle him this time for a recipe like I did one other time, but he has EJ's Urban Eatery down in the West Bottoms that is getting all sorts of buzz. We have RJ Clark from Polly's Pop out in Independence.
My favorite soda.
That's right. And we have Dr. Leslie Korn, who wrote The Good Mood Kitchen, and what a fascinating conversation we're going to have with her.
I can't wait to listen and interview all of our special guests today on our special edition live from Jasper's Kitchen New Year's Eve weekend show. Miss Kimberly, Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year, and I'll see you next year, Jay.
I'm right behind you, lady.
Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. It's New Year's weekend, and that's right, my friends. It's time to figure out what you're going to do for celebration time. Hey, I'm thinking about those classic whole beef tenderloins, only $7.99 a pound. I don't think you can find a tenderloin anywhere in the country for that price. Kansas City strip steaks, 10 ounce, already cut, $7 a pound. Lean ground beef, only $3.79 a pound, and ground throughout the day by Hen House certified butchers. Some of those great snow crab clusters, 8 and up. That's 8 to a pound, only $8.99 a pound. It's the last week of the December seafood sale, and you can get all of my recipes for fresh seafood at henhouse.com. And don't forget, jet fresh cherries and clementines, they're available at the Hen House markets. That's right, Hen House Market and New Year's. They just go together.
Oh, Kimberly.
Jasper, once again, I'm going to remind you, your mama taught you not to eat the
no,
with your mouth full.
No, she didn't.
She didn't?
No, Mama just
she got
me.
Tired by the time she got to you.
Down the baby.
She let you do whatever you wanted.
Kimberly, have you had this fried chicken?
Well, if you'd let me, dig in.
Oh, I saw you at the cornbread.
I had the
cornbread. I saw you with the slaw.
The tater tots.
Stop teasing our listeners.
We are so lucky to have partner and owner of Red Door Wood-Fired Grill.
Wow.
Which, of course, has locations in Overland Park, right by Hen House, 117th and Row, and,
yes,
of course, Brookside.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And, Mark, you know, it's Saturday morning, and you guys usually don't open until...
We open at 11 o'clock every day of the week.
And you did something special for us that you don't usually do on Saturday, but just for us, you did.
Yeah. We did. We had our company chef, Nathan Holm, come in the morning and cook you up some special fried chicken, which we normally only do on Thursdays.
This chicken is divine. I know you're not going to give away your secret. We're not going to ask you to, but what do people say when they come in and try it for the first time?
Only on Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, the response has been great. There's definitely a wait for Thursdays to get here.
Yeah.
You know, it's we've heard people say it's the tastiest day of the week.
It's so crispy.
It is so crispy.
I mean, I eat a lot of fried chicken.
I know you do. I know you
and
do.
Better than that, I took the lid off finally after three tries.
The sauce. Honey.
It's a hot honey. So we'll start with the fried chicken. So it's a five-day process for us. We bring in fresh chicken, never frozen, on Saturdays. We break the backs of the thighs and everything, so it's really easy to pull apart, as well as it cooks evenly.
Look at that. While you're saying that, it's just falling apart.
Yeah. You know, and we marinate it in buttermilk and some pureed jalapenos and some other spices for 5 days.
And you said you wouldn't give the secret
five
out
days.
Of them.
I know.
We won't give them out, but it's a secret.
Yeah.
And then our servers will tell you this, too.
Sure.
We only have 70 million listeners across the country, so don't worry about it. Yes, 70 million now.
So then on Thursday, we pull it out. We have a flour that we make in-house, a seasoned flour. And the real secret that... makes it so fantastic is that it's pressure fried.
Wow.
Ah, interesting.
So it elevates different temperatures throughout the process. as well as holds in pressure. So it makes a crispy outside and a really
moist,
juicy inside.
Juicy. Oh, it's amazing. And of course, that cornbread is from scratch.
Yes. Made every throughout the day on Thursday. Start it in the morning and make batter and cook it off all throughout the day.
I'm going to back it up because last Friday night, it was late. I got off work late. 10:15. It's right around the corner from my house. I walk in the red door. Little girl is at the front door. She smiles. How are you? How many tonight? Not looking at her watch saying, you know, oh, it's time to go, you know. Saddest. She was so nice. Zach took care of us. Now, I'm not just saying this because I told Kimberly this before I even knew you were on the radio show. I said, I had the best cheeseburger last night, Kim. I kept telling Zach about it, too.
The next day, on Saturday, the day before my birthday,
I went also.
And to the Brookside location and had the best turkey burger I've ever had.
Which we have turkey burgers available. There's not a specific menu item named turkey burger, but any of the burgers you can substitute a turkey patty.
You and Lisa with the turkey burger. You and Lisa with the turkey burger.
Oh, love it. It was perfectly spiced. And our server again, Caitlin, engaging. And I think that's one of the things Mark and Jasper and I were talking about before we went on the air. How important people are to your operation.
You know, people is everything for us. And I know you hear different, you know, people talk about that when they're trying to work their business. But we're in a customer service oriented business. And without the right front people and the right back people, it doesn't work. And so we take people very seriously.
And for a new company, and I'm saying new company, but you've been around that for 3 years.
It's been a little bit over four.
4 years.
Yeah, Brookside's been open since December, but the original was 4 years.
So for 4 years, and you've established that already. I mean, it's not like, you know, you have people who've been there for 40 years and they should know how to do this. You've trained these people. I say some of the kids, some of them are 20 years old.
Some are 20 and they blow you away. And we've created a culture because of who's a part of it, these people. And it's pretty simple. We got a little slang around the place that if you ain't happy, we ain't happy.
That goes for
our guests. It goes for our people. It goes for our vendors.
Do you have those notes hanging up in the kitchen like that says that?
We do. Oh. And every time they go to touch the computer screen, it says, if you ain't happy, we ain't happy.
Leonard's moonlighting.
Leonard.
I like that. Well, let's talk about the menu because you are introducing some new items and you were kind enough to bring one of them in. I think Jasper is eating two of them.
You take the tater tots?
The tater tots.
Oh.
We just introduced about 13 new items and took a few off, of course. The plan was to shrink the menu and, you know, guys like me that like to eat and my partner Gary Zancanelli that likes to eat, we couldn't really get rid of much. So the menu grew versus shrinking, which is a good thing because we fell in love with a lot of this food. So one of the things we brought you today is our homemade tater tots. Oh. And it's a long process.
Do you have any, Kim?
Yeah.
And we're not talking about those frozen.
No.
Did you open them up and look at them?
I did.
So we start with russet potatoes and parboil them, and then we shred them. And then we mix in some spices, some cheese.
I'm playing games here.
And then panko breadcrumbs, and then fried. And it's served with two sauces, a sriracha mayo and a malt tarragon vinegar dipping sauce.
And that sriracha mayo I absolutely love. Okay, the turkey pimento sandwich.
So that was born because of, we have a dish that we added called Southern Caviar. And it's a homemade pimento cheese dip made with a white cheddar cheese and served with lavash crackers and some homemade mustard pickles. And our chef, Nathan, said, you got to try this sandwich I just did. And he brought it out and it had the turkey on sourdough with the pimento cheese dip. And he made it into a melt. And I was like, that's going on the menu. That's unbelievable.
I got to tell you about the servers because this is what happened to us here tonight. I was in a hurry. I wanted to get home. I was tired after work. And we sat down and Zach said, you want an appetizer? I said, no, I just want a cheeseburger. I was not rude. I was just tired. And Lisa looked at me. He turned around. He placed the order, and he comes out with the pimento, the cheese.
We call it the Southern Caviar.
Are you serious? And he says, put a smile on her face. I said, thank you. I felt kind of bad saying, I've never said no to Lisa for anything ever. And he just put it down, and that's pretty good. You know,
that is.
Kind of got me out of trouble.
I like that. But you're not often out of trouble.
No, we need to talk about Prime Rib Sunday.
Prime Rib Sundays, that's been a big favorite. So on every Sunday, we take a prime rib, we slow roast it, pull it out, then we cut it into 16-ounce or 8-ounce portions, whichever you prefer, and then we soak it in a whiskey bath.
How about that?
For 7 minutes. It has to sit in there for exactly 7 minutes.
They don't play games, Kim. Uh-huh.
And then it pulls out, and then we slap it on the grill, and we bring it up to the temperature that you like. So it kind of caramelizes the whiskey. Makes it a little bit sweet, makes it a little bit salty flavor. Then we put it on top of sourdough bread, and then you can drizzle it with either the horseradish cream sauce, or my favorite little twist on that is an Alabama white barbecue sauce.
Wow. Alabama white barbecue sauce. And Mark, I've known you from a different life, and I know that sauces are a big deal with you. You love good sauces.
We love sauces. And, you know, we were talking earlier, anyone can grill a piece of chicken, but it's really the sauces that go on top of it.
Okay. Very exciting news, Jasper, because, of course, I live out by Stroud's out in Overland Park. But now Red Door Grill, 159th and Antioch.
159th and Antioch in the Blue Hawk Shopping Center.
Yeah. And that's a huge, huge new shopping center.
Well, congrats.
Thank you. And we'll be doing some different things out there, too. We'll be starting a brunch menu. There's about 14 new menu items that are for brunch, so we'll open a little bit earlier.
Are you open for brunch usually also?
We are not. It's coming soon. Blue Hawk, 159th Antioch will be the first one.
Kimberly, Leawood, Brookside, and now Overland Park. It's the Red Door Grill. It's fantastic. Go to the website right now, which is
reddoorgrill.com.
I mean, check out this menu, of course, the daily specials. They're not playing games with this Thursday fried chicken or with this prime rib on Sunday, but every day you have different specials going. Yep. So.
And on Sunday, as well as the prime rib, it's half off all bottles.
Wow. Doesn't get any better than that.
Of course, you have craft beer, you have cocktails.
The works.
I like that, Miss Kimberly. Well, my friend, thank you for coming in. Thank you for getting up this morning. And it's not even Thursday, and you guys go and fry chicken. So kudos to your chef.
Thank you.
And you, because I know you had something to do with that.
Yeah.
Well, we absolutely love it. It's the Red Door Grill. Make sure you check them out, my friends. Come on, Kimberly, pass the chicken. I offered you a little taste. I didn't know you were going to take it all away. And that honey, come on.
Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. It's New Year's weekend, and that's right, my friends. It's time to figure out what you're going to do for celebration time. Hey, I'm thinking about those classic whole beef tenderloins, only $7.99 a pound. I don't think you can find a tenderloin anywhere in the country for that price. And don't forget, Jet Fresh Cherries and Clementine. They're available at the Hen House Market. That's right, Hen House Market and New Year's. They just go together.
Kimberly, it's going to be a difficult interview.
It is. I've already started eating.
I start eating. When someone brings me meat and three, I said, me, I don't know if he brought you any over there. You're being kind of dainty. I don't even see a plate over there.
Oh, I'm fending for myself, Jay. Actually, I'm fixated on these greens.
Oh, my gosh. Meat and three. This is a new concept for Kansas City.
EJ's Urban Eatery. And, of course, we have EJ himself in the house, Chef John Smith. Good morning.
Thank you. I'm only the J. My partner, Eric O'Shea, the E, he's not here with us right now. He's a little under weather.
Oh, no.
Well, I'll tell you. A lot of people bringing a lot of food in here. We went for this, Kimberly. Mm-hmm. Straight to it. This is a unique concept in a restaurant that you have opened up down in the East Bottoms.
Tell us about this. It's a Southern culinary tradition, this meat and three. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the meat and three started, and it was a way for the workers to get a little piece of home in the middle of the day. And so that's what the concept was based on. It was a way to come in and get, homemade, greens and, roast beef, fried chicken, and then they can, they'll eat that, and then they go back in the fields or go back to the factory and continue working for the day. And what we're trying to do, I traveled the South quite a bit, and I saw these places, and it was always a place of community. Like the one of the ones I went to was one of the more famous ones was Arnold's Country Kitchen in Nashville. And the first time I was there with, it was the governor was there with his Secret Service guy, a couple Nashville Predators players was in there, a couple Tennessee Titans, a couple country music stars. And then in between all that, you had the guy who worked at the factory down the road. You had the banker, you had the secretary, and just regular, chefs and everybody. So it was a place that I said, I really want, that I thought was really cool and really unique. But it was also a place where everyone came together for a good meal.
So a true gathering of it didn't matter what your demographic, socioeconomic status, you were there for lunch.
Yeah, and that's one of the things we strive to put out. We always tell people food brings people together, and that's one of our mottos. That's the model we stand on. And, when you come down to EJ's, you see that. You see the guys that works in Fit downtown. You see the guys that works at the, factory around the corner. You see people coming in earlier, 20-some-year-olds, 30-some-year-olds coming in for eating stuff. You see all different races, all different nationalities. And it's cool. And it's I think we're hitting what we want to do.
Well, I'll tell you, you look at the menu, Kimberly.
Yeah.
This place opens at 7 a.m. and go through lunch hour also. But you have not the ordinary. I mean, you're going to say eggs, but I mean, the West Bottoms breakfast, egg and rice burrito, steel cut oats, and then your version of an avocado toast.
we're working on that now. We try to do different things differently, but also try to do things, that's good and comforting to people.
That's what it's all about.
Mm. Yeah. So tell us. Kimberly, stop.
What?
Could you taste the holiday? It's a red eye holiday. I've had a lot of holidays, even in holiday itself. You ever been to holiday?
Even in Holland?
But we're talking about the mother sauce, one of the mother sauces. This is unbelievable.
And you put it up for your ribs?
Well, what we do, the red eye, well, we took red eye gravy, and it was just something that we had to have. I wanted at the restaurant in general because I'm a big fan of it, and it's something that's not done here a lot. And when we made our breakfast ribs, we thought about playing with it. We thought about putting just a regular hollandaise or a bernaise on it. And I said, what if I add red eye gravy to the hollandaise and see what happens? So you get this sweetness to it, the coffee flavor.
This one of the best
And it goes well with our breakfast ribs.
It's wonderful. Eat it by the spoonful, huh?
I'm digging in.
Well, let's talk about why you chose the West Bottoms for EJ's Urban Eatery.
It reminds me a lot of Arnold's.
In Nashville.
And just where it's located. Arnold's is off the downtown of Nashville, or the Gulch, as they call it. Mm-hmm. We're off downtown Kansas City. It's surrounded by some factories and some, you know, warehouses. We're surrounded by some factories and warehouses and truckers. And we also had, and then the building we took over, it's just been a restaurant for over 40 years and has so much history. It's been Jerry Woodweather's. It's been Hickory Bar and Grill. It's been Longhorn Saloon. It was a Mexican restaurant for a while. So it's just people know the rest of the place, the building we're in has always been a restaurant. It just shows the history and the culture of that building. Like that, we always said, the building has a lot of stories to tell. And when we were doing a remodel, me and Eric, we saw it. Like, we got beams in there that they don't even have trees with that no more. And we seen that, you know, and we had some workers come down that, you know, did some contracting work. They said they remember when this building was underwater in the flood of 51.
Oh, wow.
She's still standing there. Like, cleaning it when we were remodeling, we had to pull all the silk out as we were cleaning and remodeling and stuff. And it was just like, but you see all this stuff and she's still standing strong. So I think, you know, it was just cool. It was like everybody we had come down, look, that did some work to the building, had a story to tell about the building.
And you called her a she. Yeah. You called the building she.
It's funny because Jerry, one of the owners at one time from Jerry's Woodswater Cafe, Jerry tells me, he said, you got to tell this man to go up in the rafters and look up there. What's up there? There's equipment up there. He said, there may be some things like maybe someone's living up there. He said, I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. He said he needs to go upstairs.
I actually did that. We actually, when we were doing some contracting work, when the place was pretty much, we emptied everything out. I've been up there. I saw the offices. It's actually above where my dishwater area is. And I've been up there. It had some pictures, some old, you know, old coffee mug. I guess Jerry was a coffee mug collector.
Jerry was a call. He's gotten down on 113.
And
Jerry claims that it's haunted. That's his,
It's not haunted. I don't think it's haunted. I just think, and that's when we started realizing the history. Like, we saw some stuff that was there from Longhorn when we were, you know, that was there. We saw some stuff when it was Hickory, like, you know, oh, we like newspaper stuff wrapped that's
cool.
In 1953.
No,
you know,
kidding.
So it's just like, you know,
little time capsule.
Yeah, almost.
You know.
Yeah, so it's cool.
So speaking of the ambiance, what can people expect when they walk into EJ's? I mean, talk to us about the ambiance.
It's very casual. We are very casual. I tell people all the time, I have a fine dining background, and I didn't want to be taken. I want a place where I can come in if I want to wear flip flops and shorts. Or if I'm in my suit and tie, and I just want to get away for it, break for a day.
Yeah.
And we have a real casual ambiance. We try to play good tunes we play a lot of oldies sometimes. I've been an Earth, Wind & Fire guy, and like Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
But we also play like 80s rock, so 80s movie soundtrack, which is, you know, it's just whatever we're feeling for the day. But we want a casual, fun vibe, you know, relaxing vibe.
Well, I'll tell you, my friends, if you're looking for braised local greens, roasted sweet potatoes, these are just the side dishes, mac and cheese, Lake Charles dirty rice, squash casserole, meatloaf sandwiches. We're talking meat and three.
And bread pudding. Let's talk about desserts.
I knew you were going for dessert, Kimberly.
You've got pies, seasonal pies, cakes.
Yeah.
So,
We try to keep the desserts more in the traditionals of things in the South.
Yeah.
The bread pudding is very big in Louisiana and New Orleans. And it's always better when I go to New Orleans, I always go to Commander's Palace to have the bread pudding. Because even though it's something so simple, I'm fascinated by it. And I think we came up with one that's kind of rival the one they have.
Jasper.
Oh,
we need to go down there. So, Chef John, you are now an owner.
Uh-huh.
Pretty cool.
Yes.
You liking it?
Yeah, it's a learning experience. Every day is something new.
Owner chef.
Yeah.
So not only are you cooking, you're taking care of building maintenance and you have to get back and wash dishes and then go write a check real quick.
Clean
the
toilet.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right?
All the fun things people don't see, they'll see.
EJ's Urban Eatery, Jasper, it's open for breakfast, lunch, soon
Saturday
open for
brunch.
Dinner.
Well,
we're actually
opening for happy hour now, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And now we're going to start that from 3 to 6. And during happy hours, we offer the full meat and three.
Oh, my gosh. Johnny Cakes, breakfast ribs, Bottom Benny, you name it, Kimberly. This is my new go-to place. My friends, check them out. It's EJ's Urban Eatery. Go to the website, EJ Urban's Eatery. It ain't hard to figure out, Kimberly. Let's go down to the East Bottoms and enjoy some of this urban cuisine.
You driving?
I'm driving. You know I am. You put those greens, keep those greens and all those side dishes on the menu. That's me, my friend. Thanks for coming in today.
No problem. Thank
Always
you guys
great
for having
to see
us.
You. And congratulations. We wish you much success. I can only imagine what the future holds.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. It's New Year's weekend, and that's right, my friends. It's time to figure out what you're going to do for celebration time. Hey, I'm thinking about those classic whole beef tenderloins, only $7.99 a pound. I don't think you can find a tenderloin anywhere in the country for that price. Kansas City strip steaks, 10 ounce, already cut, $7 a pound. Lean ground beef, only $3.79 a pound, and ground throughout the day by Henhouse certified butchers. Some of those great snow crab clusters, 8 and up. That's 8 to a pound, only $8.99 a pound. It's the last week of the December seafood sale, and you can get all of my recipes for fresh seafood at henhouse.com. And don't forget, Jet Fresh cherries and clementines. They're available at the Henhouse markets. That's right, Hen House Market and New Year's. They just go together. Kimberly.
Yes, Jasper.
It's always a good day when nostalgia comes into the studio, into my area.
Into your area.
Do you like that?
I do. I like that, Jasper.
This is my little area, my little corner of the room over here, yeah, in the studio. But today we are very excited because we're drinking good in the neighborhood.
We are, and when we got a knock on the studio door from our next guest, nostalgia did come in the room. It's Polly's Pop.
Oh, my gosh.
From Independence, and we're so lucky to have R.J. Clark, who is the director of marketing.
Yes.
For Polly's Pop.
Yes.
And you're not an affirmed soda drinker.
I'm not.
However, tell us why you love Polly's Pop.
First of all, thank you for having me today.
Sure.
Second of all, it doesn't really give me that sludgy feeling that I think most sodas really do for me. With Polly's, all the natural flavors, all the natural sugar, doesn't really give me that sludgy feeling. That's why I enjoy to drink it personally.
I'll tell you, from the first time I met you, when you came into the restaurant back in August, and you brought the four packs in, my nephew, my wife, immediately we all sat down with you and we started popping bottles. And I said, that's it. Tuesday's my day off. I'm coming out to see you.
Yeah.
And I followed up and I got, yeah, to visit and tour the Soda Pop line.
Right. And you took a video of it.
Did a
now,
video.
The very cool part, of course, these are old-fashioned bottles.
Yes.
And you've got a very cool logo.
Yes.
But they're twist-off. They're, yes, twist-off caps.
Easier to drink.
Yeah, that took a, we bottled on an old 1940s bottling machine.
Uh-huh.
And so it took a lot of tinkering with to really get it so that we got a proper seal on the caps, because, you know, in the 1940s, twist off caps weren't even a thought at the time.
Right.
It was all pry off, and so it really took us a lot of tinkering with the machine, not only to get it running perfectly, but then to make sure we had a quality product.
So, Jasper, and you know all this because you've written about it. You were at the soda assembly line. Polly's Pop has returned after a 59-year absence, and it really was Kansas City's first craft soda pop.
As our production manager Michael likes to say, we were a craft soda before craft soda was craft soda.
There you go.
And so, yeah, it was originally started by Louis L. Compton back in 1923, and it ran out of the Independence Bottling Company, where they bottled other things as well as Polly's Pop, and it ran until 1967 before it unfortunately shut down. And it was really a favorite of the Kansas City people. And then Ken McLean, who's a lawyer on the Independence Square in a process of trying to revitalize the Independence Square, decided to bring back Polly's Pop. And so he got his hands on an old 1940s bottling machine, and after a couple years of, like I said, tinkering with the machine to get it up in running condition, we have Polly's Pop finally back again.
Well, there's a rumor in Independence, when you're there over at Clinton's, that a certain president of the United States probably served the first Polly's Pop. Not the first, but that was one of the first things he served while working at Clinton's on the corner.
Yeah, Truman's first job was working at Clinton's Soda Fountain, still up on the Independence Square today, but way back when, that was his first job, was actually working at Clinton's Soda Fountain. And so The story goes that actually Polly Compton, Louis Polly Compton, and Truman were actually very good friends, and that Truman's supposed favorite flavor was orange. We don't have any, you know, official documentation that says that or anything like that, but that's the rumor that goes around.
Well, I think in maybe 100 years, Kimberly, they're going to say Jasper's favorite flavor was strawberry? No. Cream soda? Grape? It's hard for me to choose. All the different flavors. Let's talk about the different flavors.
So what do you produce? What flavors? I know you've always got things in production, but you brought in some wonderful flavors for us today.
So our full list is we have root beer, cream, black cherry, diet root beer, grape, strawberry, pineapple, orange, and our most recent flavor is our ginger beer flavor, or like a really strong ginger ale. I'm really excited about the ginger beer, especially because that originally started as a project for a couple of the bars that are on the Independence Square.
Oh, sure, okay.
And so we made that as a bag in the box to go on Soda Gun, so restaurants weren't throwing away a half can of ginger beer.
Wait
or
a second,
ginger.
That's good. I like that.
It is.
Yeah, so we made that, and then people liked it, and they wanted to take it home with them, and so we decided to bottle it. And so we about a couple weeks ago, we finally released it as in bottle.
So now they have the Independence Mule instead of the Moscow Mule, Kimberly.
Very good, Jasper. Very good.
Talk about marketing.
So, you know, what makes your soda different? You mentioned natural flavors. We talked about the bottling and the cap, but what makes the actual product different?
So we have the natural flavors, we have the natural sugar, but I think what really adds a lot to Polly's Pop is the nostalgia of it, the history, the story behind it, the fact that it's local. All these things come together into a really great and awesome product that the community has really started to grab hold of as their own.
And you know, Jay, that's so true, because people love a story with their food, right?
Exactly.
They love history.
Looking at the packaging itself, mm-hmm. I mean, you want to buy it then when you drink it, you know, because sometimes you buy something that's, you know, nostalgic, and you taste it, you know.
There's a reason why.
Yeah, it's just stay back in 1930 or 1940, but this gets me. I have a little addiction with this stuff, Kimberly, so I'm in a little trouble with all these bottles around me. Don't take out another bottle.
No. This is an old bottle. I wanted you to be able to compare, like, what the old bottle looked like and how our graphic designer that we work with really brought it, you know, to the 21st century, if you will.
We'll post this on Facebook.
This is really something else. Yeah. And you know, that's what this is. That's what's great about your owner. And what he's doing, not only with Independence and bringing the square back, but just like one single item like this is really something. And you, for me, I don't want to forget the past. And I wasn't around that time, but I like to keep these names going.
Exactly.
You know?
So have you done collaborations with, as a local business, have you done collaborations with other businesses?
We're working on our first right now, and we're really excited about it because it's totally off the wall, kind of really out there. And we're doing a glazed donut flavored soda with Donutology. It's supposed to be coming out here hopefully within the next month or so.
That's
Stop
right.
the presses. What? A donut flavored one?
And something tells me we'll probably have a glazed donut and soda pop tasting event at the store.
That sounds great.
Don't you think?
Are you kidding me? So, I mean, I can only imagine now the collaborations in Kansas City. I mean, think about it. A meatball-flavored soda pop, Kimberly. This is going to be huge.
RJ, don't call him for R&D. But a cannoli flavor.
Well, a cannoli flavor. I'm thinking meatball. Spaghetti and meatball soda.
Okay. Interesting, Jasper. RJ, we've got to wrap this up. We could talk to you all day, but tell us where people can purchase Polly's Pop.
You can purchase it at Clinton Soda Fountain and Gilbert Whitney and Company if you are looking to buy it in four packs or cases of 24.
On the Independence Square.
On the Independence Square. Or there's, you know, several locations that we're constantly expanding into the Kansas City area now. And so we're just gotten to Roastery. All nine of their cafes are hopefully going to be carrying it within the next week or two. Boulevard Brewing, if you go to their tap room and you're not looking to have a beer, you want to have a soda, you can get that. Or, you know, even Beer Kitchen in Westport is starting to carry Polly's Pop. So the locations are kind of expanding here.
Very cool. And I have to ask you, I was fortunate, Kimberly. Mm-hmm. I got a private tour myself, and they were in their big wading boots and all, mopping and cleaning and everything. But do you get facility tours?
We do give tours. We do them by appointment because it's a two-man operation right now, and so we like to really take the time to be able to explain to you the whole process and the history. So,
and you don't realize it's a two-man operation, Kimberly, and the thousands of bottles they produce each week. It's really unique. Well, thank you so much for coming on today, RJ.
Thank you for having me.
It's Polly's Pop. It's available in Kansas City. It's back. That's right. back in Kansas City from Independence, Missouri. Old-fashioned, nostalgic, come on. And the flavors, oh, so good, Miss Kimberly.
Open up that pineapple, Jim.
I will. I know you're waiting for that. Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. That's right, Hen House Market and New Year's. They just go together. Kimberly, I bet you didn't know what my daughter and wife's nickname for me is, do you?
I don't, Jasper. I'm even afraid to ask.
Well, they say BMB. That's like a code name. They don't think I know the code name.
Okay.
I know what it means.
What does that stand for?
Bad Mood Bob. So whenever we're traveling, if I'm upset about something or something, I hear this little comment, BMB. And I think you have found someone who can maybe help me because sometimes, you know, being a chef, get a little moody.
Well, we are so lucky. We have Dr. Leslie Korn on the line with us this morning. She is the author of The Good Mood Kitchen, Simple Recipes and Nutrition Tips for Emotional Balance. I mean, that's what BMB
means. It's going to improve my mood.
That's right. Good morning, Dr. Korn.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. You're calling us from Olympia, Washington today.
Yes, indeed. I flew up from Mexico just for the call.
I'll tell you something. We're known all around the world, 69 million listeners at this time. So,
that's right.
You know, this is big, really big. Tell us about what the Good Mood Kitchen is all about.
Well, the Good Mood Kitchen is about getting off the sad diet, the standard American diet, sad, because it makes us sad and it puts us in a bad mood. It's about how to reduce our cravings for sugar and refined flour, and how to get in touch with what our body and mind needs, and eating more authentically, eating closer to how our ancestors ate, and understanding that food alters our mood. So eating for a good mood.
It makes so much sense. So eating what our body needs, not what we think we need, right?
That's right. Yeah. Because I think we're so disconnected in our modern life from what we put into our bodies and the effects that it has, then we get all kinds of symptoms like pain and digestive problems. And then we take some pills to do away with that instead of recognizing that what we nourish ourselves with is going to have profound effects, either to good or to ill, and that we can tune in to the cravings and the needs our body mind has and recognize that food is chemistry. Whenever we take food in, we are feeding ourselves either medicine or poison. And so let's find out what our body wants, what it's craving, and not try to kind of be strict with ourselves and say, no, you can't eat that, it's not good for you, but recognize that our brain is asking for something and find a good way to feed it.
I can't wait to dive into this book because I really do have some issues with sleep. Of course, I work late at night. I'm a chef. I eat everything that's wrong for your diet. Can you give some examples of maybe how along in the matter of sleep, maybe about eating late at night and some things that, you know, that you shouldn't have in your diet, or it can even help me sleep a little bit better.
Sure. We are going to change that BMB to GMB for you. Mm. We are going to put you in a good mood.
I like that.
And you're absolutely right that sleep is essential to a good mood. And we're under so much stress, and the work that you're doing is so stressful that, you know, our digestion requires relaxation in order to digest. The nervous system needs to be in parasympathetic dominance. That means relaxed. And if we're not relaxed, those digestive juices won't flow. And so one of the first results is poor sleep. I have a great recipe for you in the Good Mood Kitchen. It's called Cherry Chamomile Smoothie. Mm. We know that cherries are so good for you in so many ways. The bright red fruit is all, you know, it's always good for the brain if it's bright red. But cherries in particular stimulate the hormone melatonin, which helps us sleep. And so I've created a recipe that combines chamomile tea, and you can steep it and make it nice and rich. And you add that to a smoothie with some fresh or frozen cherries, along with some coconut milk, which is very soothing. and helps you get through the night. I add a little stevia to it for that sweet tooth, and you drink that about an hour before you go to sleep. Now, one of the things that happens that we don't often think about when we sleep is that if our blood sugar goes up and down during the day, and that's what happens with moodiness. If you're moody, that means your energy's up and you're in a great mood, then you drop and then you keep going up and down. That is following your blood sugar. Your blood sugar is going up and down. And so for people who may fall asleep, but then they wake up in the middle of the night, that's often because their blood sugar has dropped and their body's gone into an alarm state. And so the cherry caramel smoothie not only helps you get to sleep, but the natural sugars and the fat in the coconut milk will help you stay asleep.
Jasper's making notes, Dr. Korn.
I'm telling you, I can't wait to look at this because that's, and you said all my favorites, coconut milk, cherries. I love chamomile tea, so this is perfect.
Okay, let's talk about some of the latest food trends like bone broth and fermented foods. Are those good for our moods and why? If so,
absolutely.
Why? Okay.
Well, bone broth made with organic marrow bones is one of the most cost-effective ways to lift your mood. Bone broth is very rich in amino acids, and particularly one called glycine. And that's what we use to treat depression, anxiety, panic attacks. It's even used for psychotic disorders. And so bone broth is a very deeply nourishing, easy to digest broth in and of itself, or can be the base for a soup. And so unless you're a natural vegetarian, and this book is about the fact that there's no one right diet for everyone. Some of us are biological vegetarians and some of us are biological carnivores. And so if you're a carnivore or a mixed person, someone that can eat everything, if you're lucky enough to do that, then bone broth is an ideal food. And I recommend getting a crock pot and putting organic marrow bones and letting them steep and add just a little bit of apple cider vinegar to pull out those minerals. Minerals are very important for brain function. Things like magnesium helps us stay relaxed. And bone broth, you can't go wrong with that. And you mentioned one other trend?
Fermented foods, gut health. I know that's important for gut health.
Absolutely. If you travel the world over, you will notice that one of the common foods that every culture has are fermented foods. We can learn a lot of the wisdom from indigenous peoples and traditional cultures all over the world. And one of those foods, which is not a trend, but it is with us now, is fermented foods. So things like kefir and real yogurt. I don't mean store-bought yogurt, but real fresh yogurt. How about fresh sauerkraut and kimchi? Look and see what Asians are using. Even stink eggs up in Alaska, a wonderful fermented. And then look at the Brits. What do? They hang a side of beef on their porch and let it get all green and ferment. And then, yummy, slice off some pieces, and that's their fermented food. God help the Brits, but hey, they're happy. And so go for those fermented foods for your gut. And you know why? Because we know now that the neurotransmitters, the brain chemicals in our brain that make us happy, they're actually made in the gut. And that's why the gut is called the second brain. And so feed your second brain with all kinds of delicious fermented foods.
Wow, Kimberly. I feel better right now already.
I feel better already.
How about it?
And, you know, this is such an incredible resource. You not only have recipes that guide you step by step through all the essentials, you also have easy-to-understand graphics, lists, charts to help prioritize choices for maximum benefits to achieve a good mood. Dr. Korn, this is absolutely fabulous. It's been so interesting. Jasper, again, is still taking notes.
I am.
Thank you for coming on and talking to us, because this is something, as stressed out Americans, we really need to pay attention to.
Absolutely. We can change our mood, and we can do it naturally with food.
Well, I'll tell you what, right now, my friends, you need to go to the website itself, drieslikecorn.com. That's DRIESLIEKORN.com. I just found something about three sisters of sleep. So I'm all over this today. I appreciate you coming on.
Oh, all my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Grazie.